Michael, let's get back to the Vedas and some of the theories of the very, very ancient human existence on this planet.
Well, you're asking what got me started on this forbidden archaeology research, and it was my encounter with these ancient Sanskrit writings of India, which are collectively called Vedas. Veda is a Sanskrit word. It means knowledge. And among the ancient Sanskrit writings is a group called the Puranas, or the histories, and they tell of human civilizations that existed millions of years ago. They tell us that humans have been on Earth since the very beginning of the history of the Earth, really. So I found that really quite amazing. And then when I began to look at the writings of other ancient civilizations, I found that they were saying pretty much the same thing, whether you look at the Egyptian writings or ancient Chinese writings or listen to what the ancient Australian Aboriginal account of the history of life on Earth is, or the great civilizations of the Americas, like the Mayans and the Incas and the Aztecs and the Pacific Islanders, the Native American peoples in North America. You look at the Bible, they're all saying pretty much the same thing, namely that humans have been around since the beginning of the history of life on Earth. So until I started looking at what these ancient writings are telling us, I didn't, and take it seriously, I really didn't have any reason to question the accounts of human origins that I learned in high school and at the university. I really didn't have any reason to question it. But when I saw what practically all of these ancient people were saying was the same, that humans had been around since the beginning, that's when I really started to look into the question, is there any physical evidence to support what these ancient writings are saying, or is it just mythology?
If one civilization, one group had mentioned it and none of the others had, would you have just passed over it, do you think?
Well, I don't know. What happened was I found they're all saying the same thing.
Exactly.
So I don't know if I can put myself, back in the situation where I was 30, 35 years ago and tell you what I would have done if it had been different. I mean, what I can tell you is that they all do say the same thing, and that impressed me.
That was remarkable all by itself.
Yeah, that was pretty remarkable. And then what I also found was remarkable is when I started to look in the current scientific literature to see if there was anything I missed and didn't see any evidence at all to support that, well, I thought, well, let me just look a little bit deeper. Let me just go beyond what's in these textbooks and let me go back to the original scientific reports. Because what you get in a textbook is not the original scientific reports. What you get in a textbook is
an interpretation.
Somebody has selected what to put in that textbook. So I thought, well, let me go back to the original scientific reports of the past 150 years in all different languages. So that's what I started to do. Because somehow or other in my education, I acquired a reading knowledge of most of the European languages, Russian, German, Italian, French, Spanish. So I began looking into them. I looked at the scientific reports, and what I found was pretty amazing. I found that over the past 150 years, there have been hundreds of discoveries of human bones, human artifacts, and human footprints showing that humans like us have been around for millions and millions and millions of years, going all the way back to the very beginning of the history of life on Earth.
I'll remember the two things you told me years ago, Michael, that just continue to stay in my mind. That was the human footprints by the dinosaur prints, and then those steel balls that they found way down within the planet.
Well, those would be the spherical objects found by miners in South Africa, and they're made of a kind of iron called hematite, not steel. But it's nevertheless, it's a type of iron. And the most amazing feature is the parallel grooves that go around the center of each object. Some of them have two, some of them have three, some of them have four. And metallurgists who examined these said they couldn't explain how they could have formed naturally within the layers of the earth, you know, especially with, you know, the grooves going around them. And to me, that indicates that they had to have been made by someone with human-like intelligence, but they're found in a mine in South Africa near a place called Ootsdalen in the western Transvaal region. And they're found in mineral deposits over 2 billion years old. And as far as the footprints go, there have been a lot of discoveries of footprints. The ones that you mention of footprints being found alongside the footprints of dinosaurs come from Glen Rose, Texas. And I didn't even mention them. I may have spoken about them to you on the radio show, but I didn't put them in Forbidden Archaeology, in the book Forbidden Archaeology, because at that time when I was doing the research for the book, I still had some questions about them, and I only wanted to put into the book things that I was very, very sure of, that I could document very well. And those footprints were originally reported by a Christian creationist scientist, Dr. Henry Morris, Jr., and he later withdrew his claims about them in a letter that he wrote to Nature, which is one of the big, you know, scientific publications. Sure. So I was thinking that, well, because the person who originally reported them has now withdrawn his claims, that raised some doubts in my own mind about those particular discoveries. But later on, there was, and this often happens, sometimes people get in touch with me. So an archaeology student from Texas wrote to me and asked if there was anything she could do to help out with my work. So I said, well, what I'd like you to do is go up to Glen Rose, Texas, to Paluxy River, and have a look at those footprints. So she went up there, and she met some of the investigators that were working up there, and she participated in some new excavations, and she gave me a very thorough report, including photographs, her own personal observations, and reports by other investigators that convinced me that they really do have a very good case there of human footprints and layers of rock about 100 million years old.